from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. At Bethel Regional High School on Wednesday, students walked out of class to raise awareness about school shootings and to demand stricter gun laws. Community members, parents, and former school staff joined them. The demonstration lasted 17 minutes, 1 minute for each person killed in the Parkland, Florida school shooting 2 weeks ago. Bethel Regional High School isn't a place where a shooting could happen. It's a place where people hope it doesn't happen again. Bethel senior Kelly O'Brien organized the walkout of about 100 students. Garrett Lieb was working at the Bethel school during the 1997 shooting, and he hid kids who were running for their lives in a warehouse beside the building. Now his daughter goes to the school there. He wants semi-automatic rifles banned. A state lawmaker says she has relented and taken required training to prevent harassment and discrimination. Republican Representative Tammy Wilson says she did so after being assured that an updated legislative policy addressing sexual and other harassment would be vetted by a third party. Wilson says she wants to make sure that whatever new policy is put in place will work and allow for a safe environment. The Alaska Division of Elections says an initiative aimed at protecting salmon habitat has cleared a significant hurdle on its track to making a November ballot. The Juneau Empire reports that the division said it is currently reviewing each of Stand for Salmon's 43,706 signatures. To pass the review, Stand for Salmon needs only 32,127 signatures, or 10% of those who voted in the previous general election. The Juneau man who started the fire that destroyed the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church 12 years ago is headed back to prison for breaking the law and nearly 30 probation violations. During a hearing in Juneau Superior Court on Tuesday, 36-year-old Robert Huber had his probation revoked and was ordered to spend another 3 years behind bars. Huber said very little during the hour-long hearing. In 2006, Huber admitted to starting that year's biggest downtown fire, which burned down the 110-year-old Holy Trinity Episcopal Church. Huber said he was humiliated when he was kicked out of a nearby party. He said he found a gasoline can next to the church, poured it out, and then ignited it. The original McFeeters Hall and an adjacent house were also destroyed. A 15-year-old house cat was the only death. For the arson, Huber was sentenced to 15 years in prison, with 7 years suspended, meaning 8 years to serve. He was also sentenced to 10 years on probation and to perform 1,000 hours of community service. He was eventually ordered to pay restitution of at least $3.6 million. Since Huber got out of prison, he's performed less than 100 hours of community service and paid $1,200 in restitution. All individual parties in litigation surrounding a fatal landslide in Sitka in August 2015 have settled out of court, averting a six-week trial. Ketchikan Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens signed orders dismissing three lawsuits in January and February. In one dispute between the developer of the Kramer Avenue neighborhood and the city of Sitka remains in litigation. New designs for Juneau's Project Playground at Twin Lakes were released yesterday. For more information and see the new designs, visit ktoo.org.